Let's talk to our friend Eric Schiffer.
Eric
Schiffer, S-C-H-I-F-F-E-R, Reputation Management. Eric, it's been too long.
Hi. How are you doing, Doctor? Hi, Mike. How are you guys?
Good, man. How are you?
Outstanding. We were very anxious to speak with you. We are so curious to know how you are putting all this together.
Well, I think this is, especially last night and the last 4 days, a huge inflection point for the campaign. And strategically what they've done, and it's fascinating, they have now switched the whole thing away from ideology to what is really a country against madman. and that's the argument. That's the basic argument they're going to be making. Obviously, they will continue with the proof points that will support her economic changes for jobs and also what they're going to do on the security side to keep the country safe. But the larger argument is this is a call to arms for the country, for this experiment that has happened over the last 240 years, which could go away, and that this is a man who's capable because of his oratory skills, his media manipulation skills, and his mental health to systematically dismantle the country and leave it in the hands of those other countries who could take it over or benefit from our divided stature, naming obviously Russia as a potential concern too. So I think it's a fairly brilliant strategy, and in part to support that strategy was this embrace of patriotism. I mean, I felt like I was watching the Ronald Reagan convention back in the 80s. I mean, it just had that feel. It was well done.
And yet I keep hearing about all the divisiveness and the angry Bernie component and the demonstrations in the street that were getting violent. Yeah. What about, how do we understand all that?
I think it's a lot like therapy, especially a family group, kind of a couples therapy thing, where you've got these different factions. But I think part of this process over the last 4 days was bringing them together. I think they did a very good job. And I think there's been a lot of skepticism on the part of Bernie's followers that just because she made many of his key issues part of the platform, would she really put them forth and really push for them in her campaign and in her future administration? And look, she sounded like Bernie Sanders up there.
Yeah, I agree.
For every issue, she captured it. And if she continues to hit on those, the Sanders people will be mobilized. I think she's already captured a lot of the young people now because she walked it. She didn't just make it part of the platform. She's now made it part of her political identity and what she plans to do for the future. And I think there's one thing that we all know, whether you trust her or not on some of these issues, this is someone that has, when she's put forth a platform and an agenda, she tends to stick to it and follow through all the way. And we've seen this historically, and I think she does have credibility on that issue.
I also noticed that last night, Eric, in particular, was that there was a clear movement to go a little bit more left to capture the Bernie,
yeah.
The Bernie fallout.
Yeah.
You know, the talk of minimum wage and the free college and stuff like that.
Yeah, she went progressive. She embraced the progressive agenda, and she embraced the underlying themes of what has been the Republican identity of patriotism, security. It was fascinating, and community, and which they have abandoned because Donald Trump has made it about himself.
But I just saw Brian Stelter on the CNN, and he was going over some data, and it doesn't look like it remains to be seen. I expected there to be a big bump like you're expecting, but it's some of the data suggesting not so much. And
it's true. It's too early. I think what you've seen is, I don't know what poll you're talking about. Which, are you talking about the Reuters poll?
I think it has something to do with the viewership of the different...
That's irrelevant. That's basically how many people tune in. And I don't think that matters much. I think you could also make an argument that Trump's voters are older and that some of the younger voters that would be more Democratic are getting their viewership on smartphones, which doesn't get registered right away.
Or watching it, you know, on a DVR or something, you know, not watching it.
Exactly. I think you got to look at the 7-day average to really know. But frankly, I think from a bump perspective, I mean, the Reuters poll came out today, which is, you know, a 5-day moving average, and she's up a good 5-6 points, where Trump was up last week by a couple points.